From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has given the go-ahead for emergency haying on Conservation Reserve program lands to help provide feed for livestock in drought-stricken areas of Montana and North and South Dakota. Perdue authorized emergency haying to begin over the weekend, 2 weeks ahead of the normal start date. The approval came just after the United States Cattlemen's Association sent a letter to Perdue requesting the change, which was immediately granted. USCA President Kenny Grainer, who is from North Dakota, applauds the move. A group of U.S. dairy farmers experienced what it's like at several European dairy farms. Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin director Shelley Mayer says several members spent nearly a week in and near Prague in the Czech Republic, where they talked about many common concerns like customer service, customer trends, animal welfare, environmental issues, water issues, and nutrient management. Mayer tells Brownfield the Czech Republic has some of Europe's largest and smallest dairy farms, and they look to the same U.S. university experts for ways to improve. The European Union and Japan have completed negotiations on an economic partnership agreement that will significantly lower tariffs on Japan's imports of EU pork and beef. The U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer says the meat trade terms included in the Japan-EU agreement mirror those that the U.S. had previously negotiated with Japan under the Trans-Pacific Partnership. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.